Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
Okay, so today's daf is daf Mem Gimel. We're two lines from the bottom. We're at the Mishnah. On Mem Beis Amid Beis. Zechen for Shalema. Gittel Freida Baschana. Baschaya. Okay, so today's daf again is daf Mem Gimel. We're at the Mishnah. Just again, the way I've sort of formatted the daf is I start with a couple of points from the day before. So, the Gemara we had quoted yesterday, the Gemara had said that the din of Mefagel Mechatzi Matir, according to Rabbi Meir, in short, if we'd summarize the Gemara's question, the din of Mefagel Mechatzi Matir, according to Rabbi Meir, is a direct contradiction to the din of Hartzlas Kosher. Because if you're going to be Mefagel Mechatzi Matir, it means the carbon now is pigel. If the carbon is pigel, and later on you do the rest of the hazois, you are doing hazois of a carbon that's pigel, which means you weren't krav hamatir kimitzvosoi. It's maya ba'alma. It's like you're sprinkling water on the mizbeach. And that's a problem with Hartzlas Kosher, of course. So Rashi addressed the question. The question is, of course, what happens by every pigel. So we said by every pigel it makes a little bit more sense, because if you do a full avoida, that could make it into a carbon pigel. So that's called Hartzlas Kosher, Hartzlas Posel, Hartzlas Kosher, Hartzlas Posel. You need to have one of the two. You need to have either a carbon pigle, like the Rambam says, or you have a carbon that's kosher. So that makes sense by a full avoida, but a half avoida, mechatesi, it's shver to say that that would be called a carbon pigle. Rashi says, zil hocha chatzi avoida, vizil hochi chatzi avoida. And we saw that the Gemara also says that the deterrence of Rava is no, in a chanami, that's also called hartzlas kosher. As long as you at least designate a chatzi matir into an avoida that's pigle, that itself is considered to be a carbon pigle. And Taisus, we had declared the question: what happens if you do have a chatzi avoida? What about forget about chatzi matir? What about a chatzi avoida? So Taisus said that it seems from Taisus that chatzi avoida doesn't work. But whatever it is, the Gemara says that it's a problem with Hartzlas Kosher, because if you do a carbon that's pigle, the rest of the hazois are like maya ba'alma. So the velt brings a raya from this Gemara to the chakira of the Mishnah Lamelech. So we have to mention in Psulei HaMikdashim, Perek Yudches, Psulei HaMikdashim, Halacha Zayin, there's a lot of commentary there. And towards the end of the piece here, the Mishnah Lamelech says, I'll read the Lashon. He says, "V'chein yesh lehistapik ba'eichel pigel kaidim shekiru matirov." If you eat pigel, okay. So let's say someone is mechashev in the shechita in order to eat the basar chutz l'zmanei. Simple case. In that case, let's say, of course, it's not pigel until you complete the carbon, etc. But let's say before the completion of the carbon, he eats some of the basar. What is that halacha? Now, of course, again, no chiv karis, of course, because you need kibru komatira, but are you chayiv for eating psulei hamakdoshin? We know, of course, kosher b'kodesh pasul.
Why is it not pasul?
What?
Why is it not pasul right away?
Well, it definitely is pasul. The question is, if you're chayiv for psulei, let's say like this.
And if it's pasul, why wouldn't you?
Right. So let me explain the question. Balabatrish. The subject of the Mishnah Lamelech is whether the psul would be chal right away, because maybe you can say that even regarding the psul of the pigle, which makes the carbon again, carbon pigle is pasul, right? Does that happen right away with the machshava, or do you need krav amatir kemitzvasei for that also? That's the clue. I mean, of course, no question, you have the machshava. The machshava is there, and it's nitvas or whatever. But the question is, do you have the psul of pigle? This is how the velt learns. do you have the psul of pigul right away, or do you need kravamatik and mitzvasik for that also? Read the words. V'chein yesh l'stavik b'ochel pimkodim shikamatir v'shein b'ikaris imloikam yishum psul ha-mikdashim kol shabakoy this posel, right, kosev nitein loisaseh al-chilosli, of course, there's a lav yip psul ha-mikdashim. This is the klar of Mishul Melech. So, where are we going with this? The Gemara says that if you do a mafagel v'chatzi matir, the Gemara asks the question, if you're going to hold mafagel v'chatzi matir, which means that the psul of pigul is there, then it's kemaya ba'alma, it's kemaya ba'alma. The rest of the hazois, the sprinkling, is like you're taking water. Why? Why? Pigul needs, it's only chal all the way at the end. At the end, they have to krav amatik and mitzvosoi. Zokdevel, this gemara is a raya to the Mishnah Melech, chakiru, to the, or answering it, that you see that the psul pigul is chal right away.
And if you would eat it,
and if you eat, you'd be like, I'll psul
amatosh.
Not
karas?
Karas for sure not. Karas for sure not. That you need krav amatik and mitzvosoi. That's for sure not. Then chutzlim koimai. Why would it be any worse?
Right. Why would it not?
So that's the clear. The question is, does chutzlim koimai for sure doesn't need? Does chutzlim koimai need krav amatik and mitzvosoi? I think it does. Could be it's the same. Clear.
Yeah, everything requires krav amatik. And everything requires krav amatik and mitzvosoi. Everything, even chasam kaimai, it just will be a psal.
Psal, but okay. I think
is that type of, the question is that enough of a psal?
Okay,
that's a problem. Leaving.
I think what you're getting at over here, to me, this question doesn't. I don't hear the raya. Exactly, I don't hear the raya. So let me just repeat again what the Velt says, that the Gemara says after the machshava by itself, the rest of the sprinklings are considered maya ba'alma. That seems to say that the psul is chal right away. But based on what we were saying yesterday, the chakir of the Mishul Melech, listen very carefully, the chakir of the Mishul Melech is not a question whether this carbon is kosher or not. Of course, it's a carbon that's pigul. You had a machshav as pigul, it's a machshav apoiselis, it's a carbon that you're not going to continue to be makrevit, of course. You did a machshav apoiselis. There's no question that this carbon is not kosher. That's no question. The chakir of the Mishul Melech is there a psul enough to make it that you now have psulei amukdoshin where you get a malchus on eating it? That's the question of the chakir of the Mishul Melech. This has nothing to do with that. This is a question of ritzui. So the Gemara's question is, if you had a machshava of pigul, the carbon is not miratze, so you don't have hartzos kosher. If you don't have hartzos posel is not like hartzos kosher, and therefore it's maya ba'alma. This has nothing to do, manias daiti, I don't think this has anything to do with the question of Mishul Melech, like you said. No, not all psulim are created equal. You could have a carbon that's not miratze, but it doesn't have the din. Excuse me.
As soon as it's not miratze,
doesn't have the din of psulim
mekdoshim. As soon as it's not miratze, does it become automatically posel?
It's possible for ritzui. You have certain things. You stop.
Stop and burn.
Yes, stop or yeah, stop. Stop, and then it'll have a din of. Well, you wouldn't luchayru. That's the klal of Mishul Melech. Would it need ibritzura or not? You zichur for sure can't be makrevit if sulemakdashim is chal right away. So then you wouldn't need ibritzura. But this question of the Gemara has nothing. Lenius Daiti, I don't think has any.
Relationissa. I have written down in my margin in my Mishnah Melech that Rebbe pointed out the Tosis on Lamed Aleph, which deals with this. Lamed Aleph, Siva Maschel Ha, and Tosis really is on point. I don't know if you have it there, but Rebbe pointed out to this Tosis and to what you're pointing out now on Mem Beis.
I read Karnissel a Corbin, yeah.
Yeah, you see that?
Yeah, yeah.
That's I've written down. Rebbe pointed this out to me.
But again, do you have a raya? I see the Tosfos there.
No, but what you're saying is correct, though. One has nothing to do with the other. One of the Mishnah Melech is a different question. Mishnah Melech is not a pigul question. Mishnah Melech is the sky eats it. What's he going to get?
Yeah. Thank you. I think, again, I mean, this is what the Velt says. The Velt meaning, who's the Velt? The Velt.
The Briske Chevre.
The Briske
Chevre. Hatike Chevre.
The grid, yeah. Not the barrel. I saw a barrel. Yeah, this is the main thing I wanted to bring out was everyone should know the Chakira of Mishnah Melech. That's something I didn't want to skip over. Yeah, Shkoyach. Of course, Shlomo Baruch David. It looks like you.
Died, nice. It's old age. It's old age. It's old age.
Yeah.
Old age.
Old
age.
Okay, so that's number one. And then just to point out quickly again, just the Rebbe always brings over here at the top of Membezim and Aleph the opinion of Rabbeinu Shmuel. If you look at Taisus, it's very relevant, of course, to the Pshat in the context of the Gemara. But we just see Rabbeinu Shmuel, top of Membezim and Aleph, Taisus says, Piyush Rabbeinu Shmuel, B'shas Shchita, Chishiv Amanas Litin Matonis Shebefnim, Chutz Zmanoi, Oy Matonis Ohechol, Oy Matonis Demizbeach. This Rabbeinu Shmuel is Mevu'ur, that if you have a machshava in the matanos of Ben Abadim or the matanos of the Hechol, it's going to be pigle. How? It's Achilas Mizbeach. You need a din of machshava in the Chashmin only on Achilas Adam or Achilas Mizbeach. How do you have a machshava on Izrika that's done in the Kodesh HaKadoshim by the Orin or Keneged HaPareiches? If you need Achilas Mizbeach, Rashi's Mavur, we have three places, the Rashi's Mavur, that the machshava of Zrika is out Achilas Mizbeach. That's what it's an Achil of Mizbeach, and the Machshav of Pigel works. Here the Ben Shmuel says, Ben Abadim, Pareches, Rebbe always quotes this. This is the Makar, this is Taishas. So we said,
It's its Makam,
and that's what makes it into an Achilas Mizbeach. It's a nomenclature, as Rebbe says, that Achilas Mizbeach doesn't mean it has to be consumed by the Mizbeach. It has a certain significance that it's makum, it's nizrak and it's makum, the way the Chaim says it, Chaim Soloveitchik, the way he says it, is that the avodah makes it into achilas mizbeach, and this is the source. This Rabbeinu Shmuel is on daf mem beis and aleph. I know Rabbi would have tainus on me if I didn't say it, so that's why I'm saying it. Yeah, everything I say is b'schus refuah shleima the Rav. Because that's where I the day. All right, let's start the mission over here and start embarking. Continue to travel through the halachas of pigel. There was a zog in Brisk that we used to say that there's a big question if Shalala Shema has dinim like pigel. Briskarov said the Arsameach,
and the Chazanish. The Chazanish disagrees.
The Arsameach and the Chazanish. So we have Shalai Lishma.
Very interesting.
And Chutzas Manoi. And in Brisk, we called it Three Little Piggles. Yeah. Three Little Piggles. Okay, that was our Milsa de Bichusa. Yeah, so it's a big Arsameach. What is Arsameach's opinion is that it's equal.
That it is. That there is a Chatzimat here element. In other words, you need to do it Bechol HaMatir.
In
the Lashon Lishma, yeah.
By Shalom Lishma also. Yeah, so that's, maybe I should have mentioned that also. Okay.
I gotta go through that.
The She'ein Chayov and Aleha Mishum Pigel. These are the things that you are not chayiv if you eat them. You're not chayiv. Look at Rashi, important Rashi. Eilu Dvarim She'ein Chayov and Aleha Koreis. Because 100% in the Mishnah, all these cases we're about to bring, there's no chiyuv kares, but avada is a dim sulam mitoshim. This is Kapashtus, the sheet of the Rambam, who says that it's possible. And this is b'chara pasha. Da'afamahei Rashi also ain't shom. But there's going to be a din, of course, sulam mitoshim, no chiyuv kares. We'll see why. What are your cases over here? We have the koinitz. So let's play out the scenario over here. The koyin does a ma'isa k'mitza, and he has in mind to eat the soilus of the shirayim of the mincha chutz l'zmanay. During the k'mitza, that's what he does. And then he eats from the koinitz that he already had a machshava before, and now he eats from the chaymet, the chaymets. So again, the chakir of Mishnah Lamelech notwithstanding, there's going to be no chiyuv karis on the eating of the chaymets. The big, big question here, Tosfos is bothered with, well, let's say you didn't have this whole Mishnah. Someone eats the chaymets. Kayim eats the chaymets, or anyone eats the chaymets. There's going to be no din of pigel. And the Mishnah is going to say, because it's an anamati, or the Mishnah Shmati, you don't need this whole Mishnah. You didn't know it was a din of Atos Kosher. You need to be makim, you need to continue to finish the process to be chayiv pigel. And over here, you ate the chaymets. So how are you makim it? That's Tosfos' kasha, Rashi's kasha in Menachos. Maybe we'll deal with it. What's the case exactly of eating the chaymets? Eating the chaymets. Let's say you eat part of it, right? Yeah, let's say you eat part of it. So why can't you just say that that you just ate part of it? What's the reason? Why can't you just say he ate part of it? Yeah.
The chaymets may be only kazayas, that's why.
Yeah, so you
have one. The chaymets is a kazayas. Possibly.
No, not chatishir, not chatishir. But yeah, so that's a point. That's a point. Maybe he ate part of it. Tosfos kasha, Rashi's kasha. Rashi says the teretz. We don't have to. We don't really need to go into. We don't. I don't know if we have time to go into the whole Tosfos, but maybe we'll reference different parts of it. Okay, but that's an important point, of course. Vak teretz, and then the other case where you're not going to be chayiv for pigol is if you ate the teretz. They took tires. Yes, look at that look of David Goldfarb. That look says everything. Look at Rashi. We'll see Rashi in a second. But again, you have the same problem of the tires. What is the case exactly? What is the case of the tires? So he brings the tires, and what is he doing? He burnt the tires. So now, what are you mechashev on? Forget about the question of whether you're chayev for eating the tires. What is the case? He was mechashev on what? He's burning the Tyrus. He burnt the Tyrus. So what's the Machshava? So Tosfos over here is Kamashma and the Briskerov, and everyone says that the case is where you did the Machshava in the Halacha. You were Moilach the Tyrus to, let's say, the Mizbeach HaPnimi, right? And you Moilach the Tyrus, you brought it to the Mizbeach HaPnimi. During the Halacha, you had in mind to do it Chutzlas Manoi. That's what they say. But the big question is, if it's Shaykh Pigol in Halacha, that's the Machlekes, Reb Shimon, in the Tanoim. So we'd have to say the Mishnah is not going like Reb Shimon, which is already a Doichik. Yeah. The Mishnah is not going like Reb Shimon. That's what they say. We might have another Eitzah. Let's see if anyone can say it, but let's read a little bit first. Let's read the Mishnah. We have a lot to do. V'halavoyna. The next case of the Mishnah is where he's mechashiv in the Levoyna. Okay? Again, same problem. You burned the Levoyna. So when are you mechashiv? Okay? You have to say that again, same similar Teretz question. Minchas Kohanim, Mincha V'Koyin. Right? These are cases where the whole thing is burnt. Mincha V'Koyin. But Minchas Kohen Mashiach, Minchas Kohanim, of course, is a Kohen who's misnadev, nadev, he donates a mincha, a kulay kolil, it's all burnt. But Minchas Kohen Mashiach, the chavitim of the Kohen Gadol, which is also burnt, the hadam, the blood, someone eats from the dam, the hanesachim, abom, if neyatzmon, and then the nesachim, we know, that Nesachim accompany a carbon, and Nesachim is the mincha and the wine libation, right? You bring with the shlamim and an oila, that is. You bring with the shlamim and an oila, you bring a mincha which is completely burnt, take the flour, you burn it, and then with that as well, you also bring wine which is poured on the mizbeach. So if someone eats from the minchas Nesachim, again, which is completely burnt, in that case, it's going to be considered, not going to have a bit of pigle, but Rav Meir says, only if it's blood and b'fnei atzmo. We know that if someone brings the carbon milchas, nesachim, he brings it, he can bring it the same day as the carbon, or up to, well, not up to 10 days, or any time after that. 10 days is just an example. And that's the Chachamim Oyim, the Chachamim argue, and they say Af Abanim Abeim. That Milchas Nesachim will also, it depends. If the Milchas Nesachim is brought with the animal, with the behemoth, with the carbon, then it's considered to have a matir, because the carbon, again, allows you, or it encourages the hakrava of the mincha, and therefore it's considered to have a matir. But if it's an ekonami, if it's bought a few days later, then that's not considered to have a matir, and that's going to be, and that according to the Chachabim, will also, they would agree with Rameir, that there's going to be no din of pigle. Now let's look at Rashi. Rashi back on the Membeis and Beis. Rashi di Ramaslah Koimitz. Rashi says in Komatz Lechol Shirayim Lamocher Minispaglo HaMincha. Let's say he does a Ma'isa Kmitza, like we said, to eat the Shirayim Chutzlus Manoi, and the Mincha became pigle. Ein Ha'Oichel Es HaKoimitz Bikaris. There's no Chiyuv Karis on one who eats the Koimitz. Why? Let's read these words very carefully. Rashi says, "She'ein hapigul chal, ella al dover she'yesh le'matirin hacherim." Only on something in which there is another matir on it. Ba'akoymitz, but a koymitz ein acher matiroi ki hu matir es hamilcha. The koymitz, it doesn't have another matir. Rather, it is matir the mincha. V'chein levoyinu v'chein kuhu. Now, first of all, you see again, Pasha Pshat, that when we say the word matir, it doesn't mean like matir isurim. Like, I gave an example, a get is matir the isurish ish. No, because that doesn't apply over here. Rashi says the Lashon, that the koimitz is matir is atzmai. What does that even mean?
It's a prerequisite.
The way I would understand it is that you have something which evolves into something that is now roy or befitting or is enabled to be brought, sacrificed. So those kinds of things, what? So the word matir means that the object, again, is, there's a change or an elevation. The status of this has now become something that is able to be brought. So some things that happens on its own, just happens on its own. Sometimes you have another action which makes that happen. That's how you could, again, that's what the word matir means. So what does Rashi emphasize? Rashi emphasizes here that the thing has to have a matir acher. Let's say you have something that has both elements to it, where it's a matir for other things, and it itself has other things that are matir it. Duality, a dual citizenship. This Rashi is kamat, I think, mashma, that the main emphasis is on it having another matir on it. That's what Rashi says. Case of a koimitz, there's nothing else matir it. It's what's matir the mincha. There's nothing else matir the koimitz. But let's say you have something where it's matir or something else, and there's also something else being matir it. What's the case? Tosfos asks the question. A levina. A case of levina. We'll see Tosfos will quote it in a second, maybe when we finish the Mishnah. But I think just to point out at this point, just to emphasize Rashi, again, Rashi's emphasis is on the fact that for something to not have the din of karis or pigul, it has to have something else being matir it. And if it doesn't have that element, if it does have that element, even if in and of itself is also a matir, that would not make a difference. It has to have something that's matir nachim. Correct, that's true. 100%. Don't forget. Only talk about chiyuv karis. Kaimitz for sure. Sulaim akdashim, that applies to all these things. All right, so keep that in mind. Maybe we'll get back to the taisus. Tosfos talks about this. Tosfos argues in Rashi. Okay, loig shemen shel mitzayra, the loig of the shemen of the mitzayra. Let's just get basics here. When a mitzayra brings an asham to be mitar himself, the process that differentiates, I would say, the mitzayra is standing outside the azara, like we learned, and he puts his hands over there, and the Asham over there by an Asham Mitzayra is slaughtered, and the Kabbalah is in the hands of the Kain. One Kain, well, there's two Kabbalahs really. Kabbalah in the Kli, and that's thrown on the Mizbeach, and then there's the Kabbalah in the hands of the Kain, in the right hand of one of the Kaihanim, and that Kain, who's Mekabel in his right hand, takes the dam, gives it to a second Kain, who puts it in his left hand, and then that second Kain takes the dam, dips his finger in it, and puts it on the Mitzayra's right earlobe, right thumb, and then right big toe. Right? That's Matan Bahinus. Then after that procedure, then they take the like shemen of the Mitzayra, which means there's oil now. The oil is in the right hand of this Kayin, the Kayin, it's another Kayin. He takes the, I'm not sure if it's a third Kayin or the same one with the Dam. But whatever, it's in the right hand, he puts it, or in his left hand, and then he applies the oil, he applies the oil, the right earlobe, the right thumb, man behind us. So that's the Seder of the Ashram. The Loik Shemen of the Mitzayra, the question is there going to be Pigel, a Chiv Karis, on eating the Loik Shemen of the Mitzayra? So again, this is totally on whether there's a Matir on the Loik Shemen of the Mitzayra.
What do we do with it after?
Oh, the rest of the Shemen is put on the head of the head of the guy. And then, whatever remains, it's one of the 24 Matnas Kahuna. They get the rest of the oil.
Oh, and then they can eat it.
Then they can eat it, yeah.
But it's already...
No, it's not completely.
But it's already Nasa Misfasa.
Okay.
At that point.
Yeah, it's Nasa
Misfasa.
No, we're talking about, let's say he ate it before that happened. And even if it did, yeah. Nasa Misfasa doesn't have anything to do with the Chi of Kars. Mm. No. And listen, the carbon is pigle. So... The question is if Lake Shem Shem Mitzrayim has a matir, and again, same achleikus. Lake Shem Shem Mitzrayim, Shimon Omer, ain't chayavin ala mishu pigol, because you could bring Lake Shem Shem Mitzrayim whenever you want. You don't have to do it the same day. Shimon Omer, ain't chayavin mishu pigol, Rabbi Meir, ain't chayavin mishu pigol, Shadam ha'ashram matiroi. Again, Meir, similar like he says before, that if you bring it on the same day, you're chayav mishu pigol, but if it comes the day after, everyone agrees, of course. Same achleikus, the question is if it's considered a matir when you bring it with the carbon ashram or not. Now the Mishnah is going to lay the groundwork for this rules of the Mishnah. And anything that has a matir, whether it's to the eating of the person or the consumption on the mizbeach, and what's all these cases? Ha'oila dama matir es besoro namazbeach. The oila la kohanim. The oila is matir, the basar to the mizbeach, and the or to the kohanim. Now, or to kohanim is a non sequitur here because who's eating the or? Right? No one's eating the or. And therefore, that's not going to, for sure, not going to have a chiyav karis because you didn't eat anything. It's not a dama shadarke lechel. But we're talking about the basar. The basar. What? Oh, that's correct. Very good. That's machlokes there. Are you dummy or not? That's correct. That's different. Very good. No. We're talking about the pigle and the basar, the eating of the basar. The dam, there is no. Well, the truth is, we're talking about both elements. The dam has no pigle because it's a matir, and the basar and the ar has no. Correct. Yeah. So that's the teretz. The teretz is the Mishnah mentions or out the dam having a title of a matir. Yeah. True. That's I was saying out the eating of the or it's a out the eating of the or it's a non sequitur. Yep. 100%. That is the pshat of the Mishnah. But the basar has its dam being matir, and the dam is no chiyav pigol because the dam is the matir. Oilas oif. What's the seidar krov of the oilas oif? You sprinkle the dam, and then you do the mitzui. And it's done, of course, the oil sa'if is always backwards. It's done on the top. Usually the oil is on the bottom, below the chutah sikra. The oil is done on top. So the dam of the oif is matir the basar to the mizbeach. Okay? Chata sa'if, doma matir es basar l'kehanim. The chata sa'if, the basar is eaten completely by the kohanim, and you have the same thing. The dam of the chatas la'oif is matir the basar to the kohanim. Parim hanisrofin, the katois apnimius, which are burnt, right? We have the big five. So those cases, and the siyur manisrofim, sorry, the five chatois apnimius, but then it consists of parim that are burnt and the siyurim that are burnt. So there, daman matir semurein likarev. There, the dam is matir the emur. So again, the dam of the parim hanisrofim is a matir, and the emurin of the Seir manasrofim and the par manasrofim are a neter for karev, and therefore there's going to be pigle on the emurin to chayv kri of karev. There's going to be no pigle on the dam. Now again, here the Mishnah emphasizes the emurin. Now this is totally in the Gemara and Lamed Hey. What happened to the basar of par manasrofim? Right? What happens to the basar of the par manasrofim? Yeah, Rabbi spoke about this. Yeah. The basar of the par manasrofim. This is Mamash. She spoke about this in the Lamed Hey. That's the Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Lazar Shita is that the basar also nispagu parim, nispagu parim. Does Rashi say over here? Yeah, Rashi says over here also. The fikach pigo be murim the shas avodas adam nispagu parim. The basar also. The murim is labdafka really. The parim also will have. The basar of the parim will also have, even though it's not a dover, it's burnt. There's no achilas mizbeach or achilas adam, because parim is often the burnt outside the azara. Yeah, it's just a. So Rashi here is in the Rambam, just quickly look, the Rambam says, Avodvarim she'en lohem matirim, k'goyim basur chatois hanesrofis, eno mispagul ma'olam. Rambam Yud Ches Zayim, Tula Mekdashim, we quoted before, he says clearly that there is going to be no pigle on the basur of the parim hanesrofim. So just to keep that in mind, Machlekes. Yud Ches Zayim, Tula Mekdashim.
The rule again, the Moshe Nisar, Kiva Eger is really upset about that. He thinks it's contrary to the Mishnah.
Wait,
look at the bottom. Besar halacha ches, besar chatois and the shrofes, yes, it's tzarech la'ayin gadol. He's very, very nervous about that. And he quotes you Gemara, Lamed Hey. That's his.
I have the Dilyon Hashas quoting.
No. In Rikiv Eger in the Rambam.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, in the Rambam, he's very nervous about that.
So is it because what we paskin like Rabbi Lazar?
No, he's worried about that the Besar Chatois and the Shrofais is. The Rambam writes Basar, he says it really should be Amorim.
Right.
Pigo be Amorim, the Spagu Parim, so it should be subject to Pigo. The Rambam says, Vam she'en lehem matirin, going Basar chatois and the Shrofais, and he said that's not true because if you do the Pigo be Amorim, like Mar and Lamed Hey, then the Basar is subject to Pigo.
Right, because he says...
Because the Amorim enables the basar to be burnt.
Right.
Yeah, and he's nervous about it. There's a lot of literature on this. Sorry to interrupt.
No, that's the rate over here. Yeah, the Rambam doesn't say that. Kiv Eger's bothered with this in the Rambam.
It's 100%.
Yeah, but that's on Lamed Hey, it's before not like that. The Rambam Pashtun is like Rabbi Lazar. Okay, yep, that's the horror over there. Rabbi Shimon Oimer, he says, Rabbi Shimon's opinion is, Kol she'en al mizbeach achitzen kishlamim, ein chayobin aloha mishum pigol. The source for all of these dinim, as Taisha says here, and the Gemara is going to say later on, is that you have to have something similar to shlamim. That's the source. That's the mother of all sources, is from shlamim, like we brought for Shvada Shema also. That it has to be a neter for it to have pigle, and it can't be a matir. Shimon extends that, and he says that if the shlamim, of course, is brought in the mizbeach achitzen, so only a carbon that's brought in the mizbeach achitzen has pigle. And Shimon says, kol she'ena mizbeach achitzen, kishlamim ein chayam ala mishum pigle. If it's a chatas afnimius, then you're not going to have pigle in anything, not even a mur. All right, let's start the Gemara. All right, here we go. This Gemara is. Amar Ula. I need therapy from this Gemara. Amar Ula. Both. Amar Ula. Kaimetz Pigul. Shehelu al Gabi Hamizbeach. Poka Piguloi Mimenu. If a Kaimetz, okay, Kaimetz Pigul. Let's look at Rashi. No Rashi. The case that Rashi is going to bring later on, I should say. Is someone who's makir the koimetz, there's two ways of learning it, but let's the pashat pshat and Rashi. Shita mikubetz is another pshat. So maybe I need therapy for the shita mikubetz, but not for the Rashi, it makes a little bit more sense. So let's go with the Rashi. Koimetz pigul shehelu agabi amizbeach. If someone is being, the koim, that is being makir the koimetz, or being, they're doing the maisa kmitza, let's say he's makir the koimetz. Sorry, he's makir the koimetz. Makir the koimetz in order to eat the basa chutz l'zmanoi. So that koimetz pigo, which is being makir on the mizbeach, shehelu agabi on mizbeach, the rule is... The what? The mincha. Oh, sorry. To eat the soilus. Yeah, sorry. I keep on getting confused there. So he's doing the haktar of the koimetz to eat the soilus of the mincha, chutz l'zmanoi. The rule is poka piguloi mimenu. The pigul in the koimetz is poka. Why is that? Imachir maybe le de pigul who atzma le koshkein. Because if that koimetz is what we know that the krava matir kimitzvosei atzos koshkach atzos posel, what is the what seals the deal and makes the carbon into pigul is the hakrava of the koimetz. So if it's making other things into pigul, it itself of course is going to become pigul, which is an oxymoron. Here we're trying to explain why there's no pigle, and we'll bring a reason why there is pigle. So, frankly, Gemara, my kamar, what are you saying over here? It doesn't make sense. Achi kamar, the opposite. In eni miskabel heimivech heich mivem maybe acherim lidei pigle. The opposite. If the koimetz that's born on the mizbeach is going to create a ritzui that the carbon now becomes pigle because you need kravamatik and mitzvosoi, so it itself, of course, will not become pigle. That's a lusvara. It of course is not going to have pigle. Because if you need the pashup shot, just again, pashup shot in Ula, the way Rashi learns, is if you're being makir the koimetz, I made a mistake, I said the shita mikubetzes. I'm sorry. The way Rashi says over here, if you're being makir the koimetz on the mizbeach and using it to make pigle, the koimetz has to be a kosher, has to be a kosher ma'isa haktara for it to make pigle in the carbon, because otherwise, if it's not an avoida, if it's considered pigle, and the pigle doesn't get released from what you're the avoida, the pigle that you're doing in the ma'isa haktara, then how do you have an avoida that's being, you could be mefagalin? You need to have an avoida to be mefagalin. If the avoida is nothing, then it doesn't, of course, can't have pigle. So if you're doing Maisa Haktara in the pigle, in the koimetz, you're doing Maisa pigle in the Haktara of the koimetz, it has to be that the Haktara of the koimetz is kosher for you to make the carbon into pigle. Here, the way Rashi says it is that you need an avoid, a Maisa avoid of the koimetz.
The same idea, right? Yeah.
Well, look at the Shita Mikubetzes. Look at the Shita Mikubetzes. Ois Tez Zayin on this Ois Yud Zayin. Look at Ois Yud Zayin. Look at the Im Ein Haktorose Shel Koimet Faktoro, then Vahabi Inon Krav Matirov.
Carbon, we have carbon.
Karva Matirov. Elavad the kibum matir of Karina Bay, the poka pikulim menu. Vloichain kava shirayim bepigol. He learns it's a din of kibum kol matiruv. That, yeah, like you're saying, that the koimetz has to, for it to have a din of pigol, it has to be brought in a kosher way, karatzas kosher kachatzas posel, and therefore the pigol has to be released. Yeah, so that's how the Shita learns in the Rashi. It's a little bit sussum in the Lashon. Either way, it's a very similar concept. That's Ula's
Chiddush. If something else pigle, it has to be good itself.
Right. Now, what he's saying is the puck of the pigle, meaning because the this is so interesting. Yeah, it has to be. So in other words, even though you're being mefagel in the carbon, and of course there's no ritzoy, the claimant says not meratz in the carbon, but the pigul has to be released for it to be meratz le piguloi. Okay.
You gotta be good to make something.
Yeah, but it's not good. There's no ritzoy, of course, in the claimants, right? It's this carbon is pigul.
Well, we look at it.
Okay. Yeah, that's the chiddush of ulu. So whatever it is, whatever the lumdus of ulu is, because it makes a ritzoy, the point that he makes is that there's no pigul in the claimants. So zok gemar, my kamash one. What's the chiddush though? If you're telling me that the chiddush of ulu is that there's no chiyuv pigul on the claimants, meaning there's no chiyuv karis if you eat it, Tanina, we learned in the Mishnah. Forget about this whole confusing lumdus. Take clay because in the Lord Shem Chayom Lim Shum Pig, Allah Kaim is Fakta Yisrael Avon, Milchas Kayan, Milchas Kayan Mashiach, Milchas Sokh, and Vadam. It's a mafia. A mafia doesn't have pigle. So what do you need this whole lumdus that the pigle is released? Forget about it. Let's say it does have it in a pigle. Fantich Fan, yeah, oh, there we go. Yeah. What? That's correct. Tysus brings in a rule. Yes, that's right. We have to move. I have to move. Yes. It takes in the Mishnah. Sorry. Yes, so the very good 2 weeks. Shmuel Shkoyach. Shkoyach. All right. Ella, so what's this chiddush of ula that the pigle doesn't goes away? The nafkamina is going to be them ola yerdu, that since the kaimitz was put on the mizbeach, the rule is la yerid, even though it's apostle. The rule is them ola yerdu, and that's the chiddush of ula. You don't bring it down. You end up burning it like the whole sugya mizbeach b'kadosh. So the gemara tanina, we learned the same thing. Halon va'yoytze va'atome v'shenishcha chutzlus mane v'chutzlum koimoy. We see something clearly, even though it's pigos, the rule is Imalu Yerdu. So again, what is Ula's chiddush that the pigol is paka? Regarding which din is Ula being mechadish that the pigol is paka? Ve'elod im Yerdu Yalu. He must be being mechadish. Then the din of Mizbeach Mechadish is that if it's on the Mizbeach, you don't put it down. But let's say it goes down off the Mizbeach and it's possible, the rule is you don't bring it back up. So Ula's being mechadish that by a claim it's pigol, it's going to be different. There, even if it goes down, you bring it up. Frankly, Mar, that can't be true, because we learned in the Mishnah, Hanami Tanina, Kshem Shalom Olu Yardu, Kachem Yardu Lo Yalu. The rule is that it doesn't go up. Shinish Chachot Tazmanoi does not go up. So how could Ula say that that's the din of Kwemetz Pigol, Paka Piguloi? So, Lai Tzricha, Le Moshel Behen, Shem Moshel Behen, Ha'or. The case is where the Kwemetz wasn't only on the Mizbeach, but it actually had the It wasn't completely consumed. It got got singed, barbecued, toasted. Oh, so we're going to see now. It means that it just got singed. Got toasted. It was lightly toasted. All right. No.
So then
Moshe Menor, that's a greater kiddush than just Mizbeach being Mekadish. It has a din, Rashi says, of something called Lachmo Yishel Mizbeach. And therefore, even if it goes down, you're Yahu. That's the kiddush of Ula. When it's Moshe Behena or even if it's brought down, you could bring it up because now the pigle is Paka. Frankly, Gemara, Nami Amar Ula Chad Zimna, Damar Ula. He says that din, which if it goes off the Mizbeach, you don't bring it back up. He says later on that if it's singed, it's mashal ben ha'or, in that case you do bring it up. So again, what is Ula's chiddush over here? So Zaka Gemara, he's saying a chiddush by koinitz. Mao the same, well, because I might think, Hani Mili, Aver de Mechaber. I might think that this din, that if it's singed by the Mizbeach, the rule is you bring up the entire object, even if an object or a sacrificial piece that falls on the ground, you bring the whole thing back up. I might think that that's only by an aver, which is considered one piece.
Only part of it is sitch.
Right, correct. Only part of it is sitch. That's the case. That's why I was saying it was sitch. So if only part of it was singed, you bring up the whole thing because it's one big piece of flesh. Aval kaimitz de mifras, but a kaimitz where it's made up of many subparticles, amaloi, you might think that over there, if it does go down, yes, part of it is singed, but not the whole thing. You might not bring up the entire thing. Kamashmal and ula, that when it's singed, the whole thing becomes puffed up the gula mimenu, and you bring up the whole piece of toast.
We're not talking about this kindness. You're not talking about a mincha, like marcheshes or machavas or something like that. It's already one, it's like a cake. It's not
stamped for sale
or something.
Oh, yeah. I mean, let's say it's one of the milchas mapesan, or let's say, well, again, not all milchas are baked. Not all milchas are baked.
I didn't say baked. No, they're raw, fried on the bed. Didn't
it
have to get broken
on the yeah. What, you're saying what? A bishul achar bishul? Yeah, no, so he's asking. Well, you do the kmitza with the psita and the whole thing over there after it's, you do it after it's fried or baked, depending on the type of mincha. So what, you're saying what? A bishul achar bishul or something? So that's the chiddush. Amar Rav Achoy, we have to move, unfortunately. Rav Achoy, Rav Achoy said, based on this, Hilkach, Chai Kaimitz Pigul, Dupal De Mochus Ha'ara, Upal De Aske Amarocha, Umashal Bay Ha'ur, Masiknele Lekuli Lechatchilo. Rav Achoy says, by extension, no pun intended, let's say the Kaimitz gets completely split up, and only part of it is Mashal Bay Ha'ur. You're looking at the Kaimitz as one piece, even though it's separate particles, technically. So even if part of it was actually separated on the ground, if part of it was singed, the whole thing is going to be brought up because you're looking at it as all one piece.
Again, throw the case, it fell on the ground?
Yeah, meaning part of the kaimitz got singed of this puzzle of this puzzle of carbon, and part of it was on the ground.
Fell off the mizbeah?
Yeah, it fell off the mizbeah. Well, does it have to be...
I think he never brought it up.
Yeah, he never brought it up. I don't think you need to bring it up.
You know, he never went on the mizbeah? No. Now it's...
You look at the claim, it says one dance of things. One mincha. Yeah, but no, mashal b'hen ha'or on part of it, that makes the whole thing into... I don't know why you're saying that. Why? I mean, it's definitely an extension. The mashal is definitely... Oh, no, it's not, I don't think it's half. Paldi doesn't only mean half, it means part.
See, even a small part, still was much on the core, the whole thing gets shredded.
It's Nigra, yeah. Okay.
So, if you have an Eber, and part of the Eber, an Eber breaks up on the day.
Same thing.
So even the part that was never finished.
I would assume so, yeah. I hear why maybe you could be Michalik, but I hear why you can split it, make a split. But,
you can break it up,
the two things. But, okay. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Okay? Hapigo v'hanoysa, we're losing people. Ruach Lev, it's gone. Hapigo v'hanoysa v'atami, she'el gad mizbeach, paka isu mehen. If pigo and noyser and tame are born on the mizbeach, there's no isser of eating them. And pigo, Rashi says, is the same thing as ua. If they go on, there's no isser. Amar Rav Chisda, Mari Dichi. Rav Chisda said, what are you talking about? The Mari Dishmaitza. One who taught this teaching, meaning. Oh, Frank Gemara. Mizbeach mikvah tahara. Is the mizbeach very good? Is the mizbeach a purification mikvah? Rab Zera, no. Mashal ben ha'or. Lach mishal mizbeach. If it's toasted, then singed, then that's different. Then it loses the yisur. So it's different. If it's mashal ben ha'or, it's not out from his beach being the kaddish.
Now
it makes sense.
Now it's medium rare. It's
cooked.
It does pickle. So it loses its pickle.
Why? How does it work?
Lach mashal mizbeach means that once it gets cooked or toasted, it has a new status of being lach mashal mizbeach, which gets rid of its previous status of being puzzled.
Every time you brought fire to something, let the kain throw it out, and you're good to go. No?
I don't think you're allowed to do that. You're not allowed to bring. You're not allowed to bring. Yeah.
Something that belongs there. Does it have to be something that belongs there?
That's, yes, absolutely.
You just take the bus
there. Well, we'll see this. Oh, very good. We'll see in a second. Very good. Very good. Very good. Masa Rav Yitzchak Bar Bishna. Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Bisna said, "Acherim oimrim mitumasei olav, mishutuma perachas mimenu, yotze basar she'ein tuma perachas mimenu." We have a whole parasha in Vayikra Zayin, which talks about eating kachim bituma. And the question is, if the pasuk's talking about where the carbon was tamei or he was tamei, we'll see at the end of the busar. Yeah, is the busar tamei or was he tamei? That's the question we'll see in the end of the yomim here. And the Gemara says that it has to be talking about the tumasei olav, which means that the tumah is temporary, and that means that it's talking about the person being tamei, because a person can go into a mikvah. But if a baser not, that's what it says. Yasur baser she'en tumas parachas menu. If you're going to hold of this din, that if it's mashal ben or the tumah goes away, haray tumah parachas menu ayidei or the tumah goes away when it's mashal ben or. The mizbech, yes. Lach mishal mizbech. Amarava ayidei mikvah karmina. No, it has to be that the tumah is released through going into a mikvah. Mashal ben ha'or is not included in that category. Practic gemara midi mikvah said. We're adding in words over here. El amar apapa bebasar shlama maskinon. Like Jonathan said, lechazi lakrava. That basar is talking about basar shlamim. Basar shlamim can never become tar. I mashal ben ha'or. Not meant to be there. If you're not meant to be there, stay in your lane.
It's not actually should stay that.
If it's basar, yeah.
So
this is totally in the sugya later on, but at least regarding the release, at least regarding the release of the Issa Tumma, let's keep it there. Let's keep it limited to our Gemara. We have enough problems.
It's not supposed to be here because it's supposed to be. Yeah, it's not supposed to be
there. Right. That's right. Ravina Amar Bitumasa Yalov Misha Tuma Parachas Menu Kishu Sholim. Yatza Basar, Dovashay Tuma Parachas Kishu Sholim and Kishu Chasar. We're not talking about where something could become released from Tuma after it already loses some of it. If something gets burnt, it loses the Shlemus, even if it's just slightly singed. So the Pasuk is saying that the Tuma has to be released when the thing remains complete, like a person. A person just goes into a mikvah. So he gets released from the tumah, and he's still the same person he was before. Basar does not have that characteristic, and therefore that's what the drasha is. Okay. Moving along. Gufa. B'tumas se'alav, b'tumas ha'guf, ha'kasa medaber. So, the pasuk in Vayikra, it's an unclear pasuk, right? It says, v'hanefesh asher toichal basar, the soul, we'll see why that's important, that eats basar. Nefesh is what? Lashon Zachar, Lashon Nekeva? Lashon Nekeva. Because the pasuk says, Asher Toichal, Toichal. The Nefesh is referring to an object, so it's Nekeva, so to speak. It eats from a basar, Zevach Shlomim, Asher Lashem, Mitumasay Olav, and there's Tuma on it. So the question is, what is the antecedent? Is it the going back on the Nefesh that there's Tuma? Or on the basar? Well, Lashon Zachar would indicate that it's going on the basar, because basar is Lashon Zachar, Nefesh is Lashon Nekeva, and then the pasuk says it's Karis. So this is the question. What is the interpretation of this pasuk? Gufa. B'tumas le'olav. B'tumas ha'guf ha'kosim medaber. Tana Kama says, it's talking about tumas ha'guf. Ato emer b'tumas ha'guf ha'analog b'tumas basar. Maybe it's talking about tumas basar. Nemer kan tumasai, v'nemer la'alon tumasai. Malahalom b'tumas haguf hakosuv medaber, avkan b'tumas haguf hakosuv medaber. We're making a zera shava to bias mikdash.
The person is
100% over there. The person is tamei. He goes to the base of mikdash, so it's a zera shava. Rav Yosi Yomer, Yosi says a different source. Hal v'nemu kachin b'loshin rabin v'nemu tumra b'loshin yochid b'tumas haguf hakosuv medaber. The pasuk says mizevach hashlomim. Yeah, it says the Zevach HaShlomim, which is plural, and then it says Allah, which is singular. So who's it going on? The person, because that's singular, but not on the Shlomim, which is not Russian. No, because it's talking about the type of the carbon. B'tumas HaGuf HaKos Medaber. Fine. Rabbi Yomer, he has another teretz. V'acha B'tumas HaGuf HaKos Medaber. He says very straightforward. Ba'achal, it's referring to Tumas HaGuf. Doesn't really explain. The Gemara later on is going to explain Rebbe's opinion. Acher Maimrim, they say, Amru, Tumah say Allah, Misha Tumah Parachas Mimenu, like we quoted before, Yata Basa She'ain Tumah Parachas Mimenu. We need to have a case where the Tumah is, Tumah say Allah means it's a temporary Tumah, right? So it has to be a case where the Tumah could be released, like we explained before, that doesn't apply to Basar. It has to be talking about Tumah Sagar. So that's the quotation of the Braisa, Amar Mar. Yeah.
Why?
Because it's Tumah's just riding on it. It's just it's not integral in Trichet.
Not, sure.
Not in
Allah, but not like,
yeah.
Not in it.
Not in it. It's argued the reveal, yeah. Amar Mar. Rabbi Omer v'ocha b'tumas haguf akos medaber. My mashma. How does he doesn't explain. Amar Rava, kol krod d'loy mefarash le Rabbi Yitzchak bar Avudimi v'chom asnita d'loy mefarash le Rabbi Zeira. Loy mefarsha. Anytime you have a pasuk that's not explained by Rav Yitzchak bar Avudimi, or any brisa or mishnah that's not explained by Rav Zeira, you don't have the right explanation. These are they're the pros. They're the kings, the king explainers of these things. So, what are we explaining? The pasuk. Hachiyom Rav Yitzchak bar Avudimi. Rav Yitzchak bar Avudimi explained the opinion of Rabbi. Hoyu pasuk hakasa b'loshin nekeva. Misayim b'loshin nekeva. The pasuk starts off b'loshin nekeva and ends b'loshin nekeva because of nefesh. What does it say? If a nefesh is shetocha avosu misevach hashlam mashal Hashem b'tumasay alav v'nichusol hanefesh ahi me'amim. So nefesh is b'loshin nekeva and in the middle is b'loshin zachor. So therefore we say that it's talking about the Tumas Haguf. Tumas Haguf HaKosu Medaber. We're going to really, Rashi...
So if it's talking about the same thing throughout, why does it change the gender?
Doesn't care. Let's not
just oh, because the important piece to understand over here, it says over here, okay, so let me, very good, Pashup Shah, Rashi says, because the Pashup before, it says, "Va'abosar kol tohar yochal basar." That's talking about tumas haguf. Va'abosar kol tohar. That's talking about the person. And then the other big piece over here is that the pasuk afterwards says, "B'nefesh kisiga b'chol tamei, p'tumas adam ay behem etay b'chol shel v'acham v'parzevach hashem hashem v'nichrusa ha'nefesh ahi mehameho." And the same thing in the pasuk afterwards. There, it's for sure talking about the tumah of the tumah of the gavra. Even though the middle of the pasuk it says a blush and zachar. So I have to say, let me just explain it.
I understand it does have to.
Because it's a continuation. He's just explaining why you can say that it's lashon definitely referring to the simply the pasuk afterwards is saying that it's for sure referring to the person. Because the pasuk says, so therefore this pasuk, even though it's beginning Lashon Nekevah, Lashon Zachar, and in the middle is Lashon Zachar, the next pasuk follows the same format, and is for sure talking about Tumas Haguf. Therefore the pasuk previously, which we're quoting now, is for sure talking about Tumas Haguf.
We still want to know why they changed it.
Are we supposed to learn something from the fact that it switches in the middle?
Why did they change it?
No, it's just saying that
it's randomly.
No, it's saying that the format is, it's not a hoyo. Yeah, it's not. I hear you get the lashon of hoyo means that it's like a reason. So that
changes the.
Yeah, so that you need to look at the Bali Diktuk. Why the Torah would do that? So if you look at the parsha, you have to look at the parsha. I'm sorry, I didn't explain it well enough. You have to look at the parsha to understand this. Okay. Now, what's the case of Rav Zeira explaining the Mishnah? Masnita, the Tanya, Imnemru Kalos, Lomanemru Chamurois. We're just going to quote this. Imnemru Chamurois, Lomanemru Kalos. Imnemru Kalos, Veloi Chamurois. We only would have said the Kal Din, and not the Chamurois. Yisi Yomer Al Kalos, Velav Al Chamurois, Bemiso. Lekach Nemru Chamurois. Nemach Hamurois, Lenemru Kalos, Yisu Emer Al Hamurois, Yechayev, Al Kalos, Yeh Potter, Lekach Nemar, Kalos. Okay, this is an inscrutable Mishnah. Rabbi Zahir is going to come along and explain it at the end. We'll continue with this tomorrow. We'll continue with this.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Eon shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maor Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS, that's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.